One of the best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We Will Rock You. We Are the Champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I want you to meet a very lovely little lady we're all real proud of here at the Grand Ole Opry. One of our brightest little stars, Mrs. Jeannie Shepherd. Come in, sweetheart.
Dear John, oh, I hate to ride. Take my advice. Think it over.
Good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area. This here is your old host with the most country and western music, Johnny Woodlock, inviting y'all in to the next 3 hours as we pay tribute to the 91st birthday of Miss Jeannie Shepherd, one of the true queens of country music and the true innovator of the trailblazing females of country music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane here on the Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 FM.
I can feel it. Slipping away, slowly, slowly, slipping away. It'll be gone in a few more days if we don't stop this love of ours from slipping away. Yourself alone, like the many nights I've known, with only lonely walls for company. You keep on picking that old guitar, then I'm a-gonna sing.
Well, good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area of the Wayback Country Jamboree. I'd like to invite everyone in to the next 3 hours as we pay tribute to this Sunday's Wayback Country Jamboree morning show. We're still coming to you, as always, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being broadcast over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada. This morning, as I welcome y'all into the program, I would like to share that we will be remembering the 91st birthday of none other than Jeannie Shepherd, one of the true queens and pioneers of country music, who was born Ollie Imogene Shepherd, nicknamed Jean, on November 21st, 1933, in Oklahoma. While here on this earth, Jean would become one of the first female country music artists to come along during a time when there was very few ladies in country music. At one time, there would have only been Miss Jean Shepherd, and of course, the undisputed queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. Among many things that Jeannie Shepherd was honored in having a career with, she lasted in country music for some 6 decades, until her sad passing on September 25th, 2016, at the young age of 82. She had just passed her 60th anniversary with the Grand Ole Opry the year before, in 2015, and so it's my honor to remember this country music icon and true country music Hall of Fame member, class of 2011. Today, we'll be opening this show with none other than a tribute to Jeannie Shepherd titled Jeannie Shepherd Country Music Legend by Dan Schaefer. Then we'll follow with a song by Jeannie Shepherd herself, borrowed from the Grand Ole Opry some 60 years ago in 1964, entitled A Teardrop By. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree and say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends.
Shepherd teamed up with Ferlin Husky, who sang their number one hit
about a lonely soldier who received a last letter filled with regret. It told of a love grown cold in tears on the new fallen snow. He wished her well in spite of hell down in his weary soul. Jean was the first female artist with over a million records sold, with 73 of her songs making the country music billboards. Dear John told the story of broken hearts and love lost in time. We'll always treasure the musical pleasure of songs so fine. Jean was invited to join the Grand Ole Opry in 1956. Then the Country Music Hall of Fame beckoned in 2011. Bill Anderson wrote the song she nailed called Slippin' Away. And a satisfied mind is our prayer for Jean and the stars of yesterday. Jean was the first female artist with over a million records sold, with 73 of her songs making the country music billboards. Dear John told the story of broken hearts and love in time. We will always treasure the musical pleasure of songs so fine. The keys in the mailbox was another of those beautiful lights. The teardrops were silver and disguised as a lover's eyes. John wouldn't be playing second fiddle to a love that's grown cold. And the Dear John letter not mailed, and the story left untold. Jean was the first female artist with over a million records sold, with 73 of her songs making the country music billboard. Dear John told the story of broken hearts and love lost in time. We will always treasure the musical pleasure of songs so fine. Jean was a great country music pioneer, and we love her so dear.
All right, thank you very much, and now my pleasure to introduce to you one of our very lovely little entertainers we're real proud of, and I know that you'll enjoy her. I believe she records for the Capitol label. Let's make her welcome. Here is Miss Jeannie Shepherd.
Thank you so much. We've got a brand new one we'd like to try for y'all. This is the ballad side called A Teardrop By. It should be there. I hadn't planned to cry, but I guess I should know by now. No matter how I try, every time I think of you, a teardrop by. A teardrop. Teardrop by. invited all its friends. Soon a crowd has gathered, filling both my eyes. Every time I think of you, a tear drops by.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. Now, as we get the program off to a great start here this morning, I'd like to, first of all, put out some special dedications. First for Mama Dawn and Big Daddy Al. For them today will be a song made famous by a man who was very inspirational in the early career of Gene Shepherd, who brought Gene to Nashville back in the 1950s, Hank Thompson, and an all-time classic titled, Who Left the Door to Heaven Open? Then we'll follow a song going out to my late granny, Marg, Mum's mum, and she sadly passed away 14 years ago this coming December, but she went into the hospital here in Kingston, KGH, on November 14th of 2010, sadly never made it home. So in memory of granny, it will be a classic by another early influence, a Gene Shepherd's Ferlin Husky, and an all-time classic titled Christmas Dream. Then we'll follow with an all-time classic by Gene Shepherd that she was first known to record back in 1955 as her first single, solo single, entitled Crying Steel Guitar Waltz. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners listening in over the airwaves at CFRC 101.9 FM. Morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
Someone must have known that I was alone. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. Who left the door to heaven open? Turned their head for a moment. Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open? Heaven just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight I know the angels all will miss you, but they know just exactly where you are. Who the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open?
With my family, I heard the sleigh bells ringing from afar. I dreamed I helped my sisters decorate the tree. And my brother held me up to hang the stars. my papa, and all the kids were there. We opened up our presents, then we had the family prayer. I spent a lovely Christmas with my family. Even if it was a Christmas dream, I dreamed I spent my Christmas with the family. And what I wouldn't give if it were so. I dreamed my mama kissed me and buttoned up my coat and said, now go and play out in the snow. Poor old Papa carved the turkey and little sister cut the cake. Then we bowed our heads and all gave thanks and said, in Jesus' name and for his sake. I had a lovely Christmas with my family. Even if it was a Christmas dream.
Guitar played when I met him, and it played the night I lost him. Yes, you drove him to another with your sweet Hawaiian chimes. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm, but the waltz that you were playing drove him to another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry home. You're crying 'cause you two know he is gone, gone with another. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
Friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Take us up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. As we do this, let's play a collection of Christmas-inspired songs of this time of year. We're at the beginning of the Christmas season, of course. So with that mentioned, we would like to send out some special dedications to our valley listeners. First of all, for Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganville today, it's going to be Mac Beatty in an all-time classic titled Snowflakes. They will follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Valley Heritage Radio in Iron Prairie, Ontario and Renfrew. And for them, it will be a legendary classic by Ralph Carlson and Merry Christmas from Our House to Yours. And then we'll wrap up this set of Ottawa Valley legendary Christmas songs with the all-time classic Christmas in the Valley by Yes, the Storyteller, Wayne Rostad, who I am honored to be sharing time with in the coming month of December to do our Christmas in the Valley tribute. And also, I am very honored and grateful to hear that Wayne Rostad will be stopping by Cornwall, Ontario on December 11th at the Altsville Theatre, where he will be doing his Christmas in the Valley tour, as well as several stops, including Brockville and other areas. So with that, I'd like to just say good morning to everybody out there in the Valley and say good day to my Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Hey, 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 snowflake. My pretty little snowflake, ooh, 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 a change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, you got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, snow was falling when love came a-calling on this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while I watched you calling on any way that I knew for just one chance to get acquainted with you. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 a change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake, you got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, the ice was a-breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland. When I felt you slip your fingers in my hand, the snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 a change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Got me warm as a fire with the burning desire for you. Snowflake, 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 snowflake.
Merry Christmas from our house to your house. Merry Christmas from our kids to yours. May happiness be round your Christmas tree. May your disappointments be few. Merry Christmas from our house to your house. May peace and goodwill follow you, and may you be blessed with health and happiness. Merry Christmas from our house to yours. May all of your loved ones be near you.
your spirits be bright. May all of your dreams be what this Christmas brings. Merry Christmas from our house to yours. May all of your loved ones be near you, and may all of your spirits be bright. May all of your dreams be what this Christmas brings. Merry Christmas from our house to yours. Merry Christmas from our house to yours.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. Christmas in the valley, and soon beneath the Christmas tree, we'll gather with our families, love in perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right, when Santa on his magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. The silent dance of falling snow, familiar songs on the radio. That's Christmas in the valley. In every town the church bells ring, in every home a young child dreams, in every heart the spirit sings. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right, when Santa on that magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing me the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River's my home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor and very special interview guest onto the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. For those who have been listening to the program for a while now, this next guest is no stranger to our program, having become a fan favorite of our listeners over the years. His mother was the legendary June Shepherd, and also father was the legendary Hawkshaw Hawkins. It is a true honor to welcome my dear friend, Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., to the program here this morning to share some memories about his legendary family and mom and dad. With that mentioned, following this first part of our visit with Hawkshaw Jr., we'll hear an all-time favorite from 1953 by June Shepherd and, yes, of course, Verlin Husky, and called Dear John. With that, I hope y'all enjoy this. Now here is our dear friend and a very good friend of our jamboree, Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr.
Hey Johnny, how you doing, brother?
Very good, and I hope everything's going good down in the States for you.
It is. It's going great. We're expecting some inclement weather here in about an hour, but other than that, things are going great.
Oh, great, great. Yes, it's nice and sunny up here today. So let's go back to when and how you're related to Gene Shepherd and Hawkshaw Hawkins. I know you're their son, but what was it like growing up?
Well, in the early years, we kind of got picked on, my brother and I, because of who our parents were. We kind of got picked on a little bit because everybody thought that we had money, but there was really, back in those days, there really wasn't much money to it, you know, until
that's
Mama
for sure
started having her hits. We got picked on a little bit, but, you know, all of us grew out of that. And when Mama did start having some success, you know, Hawk had died, and she would take me and my brother to my aunt's house.
Yes.
And we would work the farm and do things like that. And when Mama would come into town in her bus, she would just shower us with gifts.
Oh, wow.
And it was her way of, you know, showing us love from miles and miles away.
And apologizing for being away, I guess, in one sense.
Yeah, yes. She was, you know, she was feeling guilty because she had to leave us, but, you know, we had to eat.
For sure. So, Gene Shepherd was born in 1933, around this time of year.
Yep.
What was
November 21st.
Sorry?
November 21st.
Okay, yes. And so, what was her life like? I understand she was born in Oklahoma, yet grew up in California.
Yeah, she was born in 33. In the middle of the Dust Bowl, you know, and right after the Depression. And she was actually born in a tent.
Oh, wow.
Along the Colorado River. And she was one of 10 children. And the tent actually caught on fire when she was a baby. And it burnt her arm, and she carried that burn mark with her whole life. And then my grandpa packed them all up and moved to Visalia, California. And that's where my grandfather walked a mule around a molasses mill all day for a job. And he got paid a quarter a day.
Wow. But then I guess that was big money back then, but yes.
Yeah, but my mother, I remember her telling me that what she got for Christmas was her older sister's shoes.
Okay, yes.
And she would get two pieces of hard candy and either an apple or an orange.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Back in the good old days, huh?
Exactly, before all this modernization came about, exactly. Yes. Kids nowadays, they hear stories like that and they laugh, but it's true. That was the way it was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes. So, I also understand that Hank Thompson had something to do with your mother's story.
Yeah, Hank, Mama was 16 years old.
Okay.
And she was playing with this all-girl band called the Melody Ranch Girls. And I guess when Mama was playing the upright bass and singing, and they opened a show for Hank, and Hank saw that my mother stood out above all the rest, and he asked her if she would like to come to Nashville and record. And she said, "Why, of course I would." So Hank had to get a permission slip from my grandparents to bring her back to Nashville. And this time she was 17.
Oh, wow.
And that's when she recorded her first album. She may have been 18 or 19 when it was released. But, Hank Thompson was instrumental in getting Mom to Nashville.
I see. And were they close over the years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I met Hank several times. What a super nice, caring individual he was. And he was always humble. And, just a jewel of a fella.
Yes, okay. Sure. And so how did Ferl and Husky come into the picture? I understand that they recorded Dear John Letter, which to me is one of the greatest duets in all country music history.
Well, it went number one for 22 weeks.
Yes.
And Song of the Year. But that song was on my mother's label at that time. I believe it was Capitol.
Okay.
And so it was released as a Gene Shepherd, but of course when it went number one, Ferland wanted some credit for it, and rightfully so.
Of course, yeah.
So they ended up splitting the monetary part of it. But it was on my mama's label at Capitol, and like I said, it went number one. It was Song of the Year, and that was the first million-selling record by a female in country music history.
Yes.
And this is back when you had to take a bus into a town, find a record store, and buy it if you had a phonograph.
Okay. Yes. They weren't just to download it or what have you. No.
Yeah, you couldn't download. You just couldn't go to Walmart and buy the record. You literally had to. You had to take a bus into town, find a record store if you wanted to buy it.
Yes.
And that thing sold a million copies.
Wow, amazing. Yes. So what was it like for those that don't understand the popularity of that song back then? I know it was quite a tearjerker for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. What was the question, Johnny? I'm sorry, I had to calm my puppy down.
Yes, it's what was the popularity or what was the reaction to that song back then?
Well, that was quite a while before I was born. That was what, 1954, 55?
55, somewhere in there, yes.
So I wasn't born yet, so I didn't realize. I call that the song that bought the farm.
Exactly, yes.
Now, my dad had already had Lonesome 77203, but it hadn't been released yet, of course.
Okay.
And like I said, I really don't know that much about the impact because I wasn't even born.
Of course,
but,
yes.
But it stapled Mom, you know, on top of the industry.
And made her a household name.
Yeah, and she, you know, when we lost Mama, she gave to us kids all of her awards, all of her achievements.
Yes.
She's a Kentucky Colonel. She's a Georgia Peach. She's a Oklahoma Sooner. She's an Arkansas Traveler.
Man.
And I have all these keys to cities.
Yes.
And actually in 19, I want to say, may have been 2002, they flew the flag over the nation's capital in honor of my mom and my dad. And I've got a flag and a big, big spread out piece of paper that's signed by all 212 members of the Senate.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And it was really cool. I didn't even know she had that until she passed away.
She passed away.
We were cleaning everything up. But, yeah, I'm in the process of getting all that stuff in shadow boxes and in frames and stuff like that.
Will it be going into a museum?
Well, here's the thing. You know, she's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So some things I donate to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And then sometimes there is museums around the United States that I will send them stuff. If they ask for it, I'll send them stuff, and they show them. But, you know, I would rather it be being seen
exactly.
by John Q. Public
yes.
as opposed to just sitting here in my hallways in my house.
Yes, yes.
I do donate a lot of stuff to the museums.
For sure, for sure. And we as fans really greatly appreciate that because we can see the mementos and the awards and stuff. Yes.
I was overseas in battle when the postman come to me and he handed me a letter. I was as happy as I could be, for the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter and it started, "Dear John." Will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. When I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish us happiness forever? Dear John.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch by snail mail. Just send your letters, care of Woodlock Ranch Studios, and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Now, friends, following that interview, first part of a three-part interview with our good friend Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. And it's once again time, friends, to travel back into the golden age of country music and the golden era of country music and revisit the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. As we do this, first, we must open the vinyl vault door.
Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years to the 1960s when Gene Shepherd met Hawkshaw Hawkins. They were married in 1960 in a relationship and marriage that would last until his sad passing in 1963 when Hawkshaw was tragically killed in the same airplane accident that would kill Patsy Cline and Cowboy Copas Randy Hughes. With that mentioned, I would like to remember Hawk this morning with a couple of his classics played on the original vinyl records. First will be Lonesome 77203, which is his all-time classic by today's standard and one of his best remembered songs. Then we'll follow with an all-time classic that he used to open his shows with, entitled Sunny Side of the Mountain. So with that, here's my tribute to Gene Shepherd's first husband, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and the Hawk of the West Virginia Hills. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Side of the mountains where the rippling waters flow. Forget those promises you made me, and so it's been so long since I seen you, but my love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone.
sweetheart, in your letter, do you ever think of me? I wonder, little darling, wonder where you can be. While I'm waiting on the hillside for the day you will call, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Wayback Country Jamboree morning show here on CFRC 119 FM. As we say so long to the first hour and look upon the second hour, 9 o'clock, I would like to share, once again, the gospel songs of country music. First will be a classic by my favorite husband and wife team in all country music history, Carl and Pearl Butler, and Ashamed to Own the Blessed Savior. They will follow with Little Jimmy Dickens, or also known as Tater to many fans of his, and the Old Country Preacher. And then we'll wrap up this set with Jean Shepherd once again, the first lady of country music, second only to Kitty Wells. And it's going to be an all-time classic titled Sunday Christian from 1968 in her gospel album. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners, and I will hopefully talk to y'all on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour if y'all stick around for the next 2 hours. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Up on the lonely tree of Calvary, my Savior took the blame for me. Now do you think that I disown him when his own blood he shed for me? Ashamed to own the blessed Savior, ashamed of him who died for you. Someday I know that you'll be sorry, for he will be ashamed of you. Oh, brother, how can you deny him? Ashamed to own God's gift of love. Our only promise of tomorrow, our blessed Savior from above. Ashamed to own the blessed Savior, ashamed of you. Oh Lord, above look down upon me, though I'm not worthy now to pray. Please cleanse sin and make me holy, that you would own me every day. Ashamed to own the blessed Savior, ashamed of him who died for you. Someday I know that you'll be sorry, for ashamed of you.
If you're seeking for the blessed Spirit in your heart and soul, yet to know that little preacher living down the road, he's just a little humble man that God is working through. Just an old country preacher, he's praying now for you. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand, preaching out the gospel truth that we all understand. A great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand. You can see him walking to his little church on Sunday morning, waving at a neighbor with a Bible old and worn. You see him in his pulpit on each Sunday of the year. Just an old country preacher, you're happy to be near. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand, preaching out the gospel truth that we all understand. A great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand. Just an old country preacher with a Bible. Preaching out the gospel truth that we all understand. A great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand.
There's lots of Sunday Christians walking over this land. Go to church one day a week and take a Christian stand. They dress up in their Sunday best so everyone can see they're only Sunday Christians one day a week. You can tell these Sunday Christians in church one day a week, they never hear a word that's said and usually go to sleep. The Lord says to be a Christian, you gotta get out and pray to be a Christian 7 days a week. They party every Saturday night until the break of day. They never get to church on time because they sleep too late. Then they walk proudly down the aisle and take a front row seat. Are you a Sunday Christian one day a week?
There's lots of Sunday Christians walking over this land. They go to church one day a week and take a Christian stand. They dress up in their Sunday best so everyone can see they're only Sunday Christians one day a week.
Now when this life is over and when it's judgment day, there's lots of Sunday Christians that's gonna have to pay. The Lord will start to count us out and they will hear him speak. I can't use no Sunday Christians one day a week.
There's lots of Sunday Christians walking over this land. They go to church one day a week and take a Christian stand. They dress up in their Sunday best so everyone can. They're only Sunday Christians one day a week. They're only Sunday Christians one day a week.
Dear John, oh, I hate to write.
Hi, friends. This is Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., son of Hawkshaw Hawkins Sr. and son of Grand Ole Opry star and Country Music Hall of Famer Gene Shepherd. And I'm here with my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back Country Jamboree.
Just call Lonesome 77203.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here once again on the Way Back Country Jamboree and morning show, coming to you via CFRC 101.9 FM and the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Now, we are sitting on the other side of 9 o'clock hour, which means we have two more great hours of country classics for y'all next. First of all, I would like to just remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the